Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Carter, I mean, it's Friday night. You know, you're going to spend a little time with me, but then what's up for you? You go do some dinner and dancing, or what's on the docket for you tonight?
Well, I got a lot of work to do tomorrow morning because, you know, I never sleep, so I can't do too much tonight, but I'm hoping to see the girlfriend at some point this evening. Just got to see about the time crunch, but you know, man, it is Friday. Hope everyone's enjoying. It's actually some nice weather out there. You know, not saying it's beautiful because it's raining and stuff, but it's not freezing cold. And I don't know about you, Paul, but I can't stand freezing cold. I'll take hot over cold all day. This is doable for me.
No, absolutely. You know, I tell you this much, Chris, and by the way, I'm Paul Zeiss. Let me get this out of the way real quick, Chris. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's. The official chicken wing of the fan. Archie's also the home of 50 Cent Wings, Monday through Thursday. Also, we're brought to you by Pittsburgh Criminal Law Group, and you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. We're here with Chris Carter of DK Pittsburgh Sports. He's joins us, from time to time during the football season, and we always thank him because he always provides great content. Chris, I was talking a little bit about the Thursday night football game, and we'll get to the Steelers and the Patriots. But the Thursday night football game was really kind of an exciting game. We'll get to the game in a second, but bothered me about the game, and I was talking about this before you got on, it's another great football game that we come out of talking about missed calls mm-hmm. or bad calls mm-hmm. by the officials. And, you know, I think in this case, really, if you look at it, the two calls, you know, the missed helmet-to-helmet that was very clear. Rivers. It was easy on Rivers.
Yep.
The missed helmet-to-helmet call, and then the pass interference call in the end zone. Two calls that really sort of, you know, changed the game, but they kind of evened each other out, so that was okay. Why is it seeming like the officials are just not getting it right this year?
You know, I brought this up a couple weeks ago on The Final Word on Channel 11, WPXI, with John Steigerwald and Mark Madden, and I said the NFL needs to move to having full-time referees. And you know, a lot of people are against it. You know, they have 20%, I think, of their current officials are full-time, but the large majority are part-timers. They do jobs, other jobs during the week, and then they fly out to wherever they got to go and do games. But you see a lot of mistakes from these officials. They miss calls. They don't understand a lot of the tendencies of certain players that they should be aware of things they do. Like, for example, the Chargers long snapper, you know, not faking the snap, but, you know, he jiggles the ball a lot, and that makes people jump off sides, and a lot of teams have complained about it. Things like that, you know, you see, I think if you employed full-time officials where across the board during the week, they're going to teams' practices, they're working with the players, they're saying, hey, you can do that, you can't do this. They're learning and they're seeing these things a lot more often. They're studying their craft. They're getting better at their job throughout the week instead of having to focus on other things. I think you'll get more consistent officiating. Yes, you'll still have calls that are always questionable. There's human error in everything. But this is a sport where officiating has been a huge every sport always has people pointing to the officials. But it seems like in the NFL, there's always some crazy call that everyone goes nuts about. You know, last year it was Jesse James and a number of other calls. This year, you got a lot of other things that are just coming up consistently. You have the Chargers game against the Steelers. You have this game. We've seen some serious foul ups. I think that the NFL, with all the billions of dollars they're making, the fact that they're increasing the salary cap per team by another $4 million this upcoming season, I think that they could afford to some officials that are full time, being and consistently on the job, improving their craft throughout the year, and I think it'd be totally worth it. I think the fans would love it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's something that it's, they've got to get it right.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I don't think the two calls. To be honest, I think they evened each other out. But
I agree.
Saw a lot of people on social media today, sort of not very excited about the way that those things went. And of course, you got the NFL talking about head injuries and all the other mm-hmm. stuff, and how that's going to be an emphasis. How do you miss that?
Yeah, I mean, and it's Philip Rivers. That guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's one of your marquee players across the league. I don't know a person that doesn't like Philip Rivers. It's like, how do you miss it at the key point of the play? He had the ball in his hand. I don't understand that miss. And then at the offensive pass interference, I feel like, look, man, receivers get away with offensive pass interference almost every play in the NFL. I kind of felt like when Scandrick was asking for that against Mike Williams, I'm like, yeah, I feel you, man. That's tough, but that's one of those plays where it's like you got to understand that they're going to call that, and you got to fight to not let those moments happen. You know, and it's just, you know, there's complaints there. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like with the Steelers. It was no excuse for the Steelers to lose to the Chargers because they got a few calls they didn't like. And so it's no excuse for the Chiefs to lose to the Chargers because they got a few calls they didn't like. And for Chargers fans that were complaining about the hit on Philip Rivers, it's like you guys have gotten your fair share of favorable calls. Not that you shouldn't want your quarterback to be protected, because you should. But, you know, it's just another example of there's this level of inconsistency among the officials. And at least – I think, again, you bring in full-time refs, there'll be issues, but maybe you'll see more of a level of consistency across the board with the mistakes that are being made. Rather, it's just willy-nilly every week there's something new that's missed, and oh, we got to get up in arms about it, and everyone's upset, and that's what we're talking about, and not these great plays, because that was a great duel between Mahomes and Rivers, and I thought it was super exciting that they went for two, the Chargers went for two for the end to put it away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think here's one of the things I will say that is really a problem. You're going to miss calls. There's going to be calls that are missed. There's going to be close calls that are missed. There's going to be calls that, little things that happen, you know. Great example, Juju Smith-Schuster's touchdown last week, you know, against the Raiders, mm-hmm. where it was initially called not a touchdown. Yeah. If you watched it in real time, at that speed,
you'd think it was a miss. Yeah,
it looked like he didn't get his 1 foot down.
Right.
Okay,
but you know, but little bitty bitty grass blade.
Right, exactly. When they can slow it down, but it's funny. There are people like, well, how could they miss that?
He's not standing right there.
It's like,
not that easy.
To be honest, standing right there, it probably was harder to see it than even from TV.
Yep.
But that's why you have replay.
Yes.
And they got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Those calls I can live with, because it's the speed
it's bang,
of the game
bang.
And all that other stuff. But don't tell me that you are concerned about head injuries. Don't tell me that this is a point of emphasis. Don't tell me that you've got these new rules to protect people, and then you miss two in a row, really. Because if you I think it was Travis Benjamin that caught the ball down the middle. He got hit. The one guy hit him.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy coming from the other direction almost took his head off.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, how do you miss that one?
Yeah,
and then then two plays later, miss the one on Philip Rivers. Those are calls they cannot miss.
Right, and again, helmet to helmet is something that's blatant. I can't remember which game it was, but I know there was a Steelers game where the Steelers committed some head-to-head helmet hits, and they got off because they weren't called for it. And there were some people that predicted this would happen, that the NFL was issuing this mandate before the season that they're going to be super hard on helmet-to-helmet hits, and this is what we're going to do to save the players, and that they were going to eventually back off because they want the speed of the game to stay high, and they want the action. And the NFL knows they got to protect themselves to make sure that they're doing their best so that if someone sues them for concussions again in the future, that they can say, look, we took these active steps, and they'll meet their burden in the court of law. But at the same time, we all know that the NFL wants the high-flying action. They know that big hits sell, big plays sell, and I think at the end of the day, that's their concern. I've always said I don't think the player's safety is the number one concern of the NFL. If it was, they wouldn't have four preseason games, and they'd do things a lot differently with how they manage things, especially health-wise.
Yeah, no, I just agree. I mean, I think that you can't miss those calls. Those calls were so blatantly obvious.
Obvious, yeah.
And they were not just blatantly obvious. They were blatantly obvious at a point of emphasis that you were supposed to be specifically watching.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, again, it's not like a sideline call where, well, maybe he got his foot down or maybe he didn't. Not something like that.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers' head got almost taken off.
Yeah, and he was down. Like, the guy, he was in the grass. His knees were on the ground. You know, he was being pulled down in the process. If it was Leonard Fournette, you know, a tough guy, I can understand. Like, if I still think it should still be called either way. But I could see a defender making that mistake, saying, "Oh crap, 2 sevens coming at me. I gotta stop that load and just fully commit to it." But you know, Philip Rivers, a guy that you're looking to protect. You know, I just don't. I'm right with you. I don't understand how that happened. I do think that if that was Tom Brady or maybe Carson Wentz, because he's one of the faces of the NFL right now. Not to say that Philip Rivers isn't a face of the NFL, but the Chargers aren't one of the marquee franchises. They're coming up this year, and I think the NFL wants LA to become that because of the market it would open up. But he's always been a top quarterback, but never one of those quarterbacks that you put on the Madden case and you give him all the accolades because he's gonna light everything up for you. So, you know, I think that there's a little bit of that the officials obviously weren't looking at that at the point in time.
He's Chris Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. You can find his stuff at dkpittsburghsports.com. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.